With me now is Nina Doyle from Féileachán, the stillbirth and neonatal death support charity. She's here to talk about a new public register of stillbirths, and this is part of an overall overhaul of the registration of births and deaths. And you haven't just brought yourself, Nina. You've brought a beautiful little teddy that's on the table in front of you. A little teddy that has a pink ribbon and a blue ribbon. And those are for your own twins, Liam and Grace.
That's right. That's right. Thank you very much. Yes, we got this teddy when we knew it was part of the Féileachán memory box we were given when we knew Liam and Grace were coming and that they wouldn't survive. There was two little teddies in that memory box. One went with Liam and Grace and one me and Alan got to keep. And we call it our little Rocky because Liam and Grace were known as Rocky 1 and Rocky 2, our two little fighters. So yeah, Rocky came with me today just
really
to represent them.
You brought him in. Yes.
Thank you very much.
And it was going through that experience because Liam, he died shortly before birth and Grace, she died shortly after.
That's right.
There was a difference in how they were formally recognised. Is that right?
That's right, yes. And I mean, when we were given the certs to register Liam and Grace, we were just so delighted, myself and Alan, to go and register them and to be recognised as their parents. And it was actually a few weeks later that we realised that although we got to recognise them, Liam was given a stillbirth cert, and that is put on the stillbirth register, which is private. Whereas Grace took a breath, she lived for 31 minutes, so she was given a birth and death cert. So in generations to come, Grace would be fully traceable. But because Liam was stillborn, he would be private, which would mean that although they were twins, it would look like myself and Alan only had one child, Grace.
Because we have had registration of stillbirth for the past 30 years. We're still going to keep that stillbirth register.
Yep.
But now there's going to be a public stillbirth record and you'll be able to put Liam's name on that.
Absolutely, I can't wait. Yes, and I suppose this started with your reporter, Sally Ann, and when we came onto the programme and we spoke about, you know, what we would like to happen, I mentioned that I would love to meet with Minister Humphreys and explain the situation and explain options that we felt were doable. And I was delighted when Minister Humphreys contacted me and invited me in. I got to share Liam and Grace's story with Minister Humphreys and her advisors. And it was really great to be given. Caoimhe's mammy came with me that day. And it was really great that Minister Humphreys listened to us that day. And what they have come up with, I think, is something that will represent all parents because it gives us a choice. It means that the stillbirth register will remain private. When it was brought in 30 years ago, it was Mervyn Taylor that brought it in at the time. And it was brought in, it was the first legislation which was retrospective. So gave parents the opportunity to register their babies. And they were guaranteed privacy at that time. So this will mean that that privacy is respected, but people are given the opportunity now to make it public.
And this is part of a shift, isn't there, in attitudes that's been happening around stillbirth and miscarriage. You know, before it was something quiet, something private, you know, but now parents are owning their experience. You know, I know there's been miscarriage legislation passed in the Dáil. It's not enacted there yet. How important is it for parents like yourself that your children, even though their time with you was so very, very short, that they are officially recognised by this state? Why is that so important?
Oh, it's hugely important. It's hugely important because in the past there was taboo, there was stigma. It was, and when there's a register that's hidden, it implies that your babies shouldn't be spoken about, and there's a societal, you know, impact on that. Mm-hmm. But now, parents, what I was able to explain to Minister Humphreys was that we love talking about our children. We don't want to hide them. We want to celebrate them. And this will enable us to do that. And when the legislation changes, societal attitudes also will change.
It's a marvellous story. But other changes and other supports that parents dealing with miscarriage, what's the difference, by the way? Miscarriage was what the legislation was up to 28 weeks. What's officially a stillbirth as opposed to a miscarriage?
Okay, so stillbirth is a death that happens before 24 weeks unless the baby is more than 500 grams. So that's what would have happened in Liam's case. Liam was born at 23 weeks, but he was more than 500 grams. He was 560 grams of perfection. But now what Minister Humphreys is bringing in, she's lowering that threshold to 400 grams. And, you know, that brings so many babies in. I'm thinking of Stephen, who was part of that report at the time, and he will now be recognised. So there's so many babies now that will meet the criteria. And criteria sounds like quite a hard word, but the criteria is now lessening to 400 grams, and babies born that don't meet that criteria, sadly, are classed as a miscarriage.
And I know, unfortunately, your twins didn't make it. But the fact is, modern medicine is now able to do so much for premature babies, so much for babies, you know, at 22, 23 weeks that previously would not have had a chance of life.
Yes, and that's why it's changing to 400 grams, you know, and it brings in so many babies. And, you know, we will always, you know, want the legislation to reflect the advances that are happening. Yeah.
And of course, when you have very tiny babies like that, it's hard to hold them in your full arm. You've got to hold them in your hand and put them on your shoulder like that.
It was so lovely to have Liam and Grace on my chest. You know, they spent their whole time. Grace spent 31 minutes she was here lying on my chest. And it was just such a lovely feeling right beside her big brother. And now they will both be recognised equally.
Oh, I'm so glad you had that experience
of
holding them. I'm so glad you've come in to talk to us, and congratulations on your campaigning work and this new public register. That's Nina Doyle, Regional Coordinator with Féile Cóin. Thank you.